The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with my son, Connor Mahoney. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here at 100.7 WHUD. This morning, Generation X meets Generation Z. Connor, welcome back to the program.
Yes, looking forward to it. It's been, gosh, I think well over a month we've been doing this Q&A together. It's fun. It's cool.
Yeah. Actually, we're getting a lot of people enjoying this Generation X meets Generation Z. I learn a lot from Generation Z from Connor, and I guess he learns a lot from me. Been doing this 34 years,
for
Connor.
Sure.
And here's your first daddy joke of the week. You probably finished my sentence. I'm in 34 years doing this, and...
Yeah, you've been doing it 200 years in dog's life.
Dog's life. Yes, there you go. Right type of thing. Well, today's topic, questions and answers. We hope that the questions that we get throughout the week, sometimes to our admins, to other reps, to ourselves, sometimes to the website, that the questions that are coming in pertain to you as well. These are questions that you probably have about the markets, about the Fed or AI, all these different topics that are going on. So let's jump right into today's topic, questions and answers.
Yeah, surely. Okay. So as the month's coming to an end here, this is a good question. Actually, month has ended. Happy October, my birthday month. Woohoo. And I love Halloween in the fall. It's like the best time. I think everyone can agree on that for the most part.
Yes, it is.
So why was September such a bad month for stocks once again?
Yeah, it's so funny. I was on national TV early January and I was quoted and it kind of went out there viral that Ken Mahoney said, there were nowhere's land. And again, believe me, I don't get it right all the time, but it's right. We're nowhere's. There's no catalyst. I mean, the only thing we had on the calendar was the Federal Reserve. And that was a big bust. So that was last Wednesday where the Federal Reserve basically said, hey, we're going to keep rates alone. Pause. That was 97% accurate was what they're going to do. But then they said they're going to keep rates higher for longer. Ooh, the market didn't LA longer. They're thinking maybe next year they cut interest rates. So we sold off that Wednesday, sold off from Thursday into this week. And it's been really difficult last couple months in September, actually August and September. One, because of higher interest rates, the Federal Reserve's can stay higher, lower. It didn't help that we had oil prices going higher. It didn't help that we have an auto strike and we may be shutting down the government. So there's your kind of perfect storm all together in the month of September. So yeah, it's been a very different.
Yeah.
By the way, September's lived up to its billing. I mean, September has been the worst month in the last 20 years and has lived up to the worst month here in 23. So it's definitely lived up to its billing.
Every week, the 10-year treasury crawled up. So here it is at 4.6. It's a new high, new relative high, 52-week high. Just keep
climbing
higher.
Yeah, and by these higher interest rates, the higher interest rates, the reason why, that offers competition to stocks. I mean, let's say you go to a money market or a bank and get 5.5% or 5.37% or 3.25%, 5.25%. Sounds like a bidding war. You say to yourself, hey, I can get 5-6%. I don't have to worry about it. I don't want to put money in stocks. Hey, when markets, when you have times and rates are very, very low and rates are like 0.1%, you say to yourself, I'll take my shot downfield. I'll buy some stocks, get a better chance of making better than 0.1%. So it's like this seesaw effect of higher rates, competition of stocks. And that's been a theme since really June and July was blistering heat here in the Hudson Valley. We know that. But also blistering with great earnings from the big companies, Microsoft and Apple and all those type of companies involved in AI. Blistering market June, July, and August. Guess what started August? Fitch rating service downgraded U.S. government bonds.
Good memory.
Interest rates went higher. So from that point, we've been reeling since that. And of course, coming up to last week with the Federal Reserve, leaving interest rates higher for longer. And here we are now, muckety muck, starting Connor's birthday month.
Yeah, but and we're also waiting for no earnings reports coming out, so there's no new information on the companies in the market of what they're doing, what's going on. But starting mid to late October, I see already they're announcing it. These just popped up. Tesla's on October 18th, Microsoft and Google on October 24th, late in the month there, and Meta as well. So Apple, Amazon, all these big companies are going to start reporting earnings, and that will be a major catalyst, hopefully to the upside, hopefully.
Yes, let's hope so. And again, we like all those names. We like these big companies that have 2 billion customers like Apple. There's 2 billion phones out there and billions of customers from Microsoft and so forth. But you know what's really interesting is, you know, I've noticed in doing this 34 years, yes, Connor, 200 years in dog's life, is that, you know, we go hot into earnings, we probably get to sell the news, you know, expectations are too high. However, when we come limping into earnings, by the way, if I'm at thesaurus, it's worse than limping, but come limping into earnings after this awful August, September, you know, coming limping into October, it's possible the bar is lower and those companies that beat estimates for the September 30th quarter that ended and raised guidance, what does that mean? That means, you know, they expect better things. You know, those companies will be rewarded. And again, there's a playbook very succinctly that comes out, I believe, a playbook that we put together that kind of talks about this. A lot of companies are going to miss and they're going to find themselves down 10%, 20%, 30% for their earnings. And I know a lot of investors want to jump in there and be like, I'm buying stock 30% lower. But guess what? That's like quicksand. It really is. The company said their company's sales are going to be lower. Why are you fiddling around with that? You're missing the opportunity cost of those companies that will, we don't know them all ahead of time, not for sure, we don't have a crystal ball, but most likely they'll be in technology, will be those companies that are continue to lead, that continue to raise guidance, thinking that sales will grow faster than the average company, the average stock. So.
I think we hit it all.
Yeah. So questions and answers, what else do you have in that a bag of tricks? By the way, Connor, when I say bag of tricks, do you know a bag of tricks? You know what that is?
Bag of tricks. Just heard you and mom say that a lot over the years. That's all.
So bag of tricks, I believe it's Felix the Cat. Now, that was in the 1960s. I was born in 65. Connor, that was well before you because you're Generation Z. But Felix the Cat, he has, a little suitcase and he needed something. He needed like an Eiffel Tower or he needed, an airplane. He'd go into this, it's a cartoon, he'd go in and get it. So I say, hey, go into the mailbag, go in your bag of tricks, kind of pull out a good question, much like our friend Felix the Cat.
Yeah, bag of tricks. Okay. So this question is, should I only put whatever my company matches into my 401k?
No. Okay. So no matter what they match is great. If they don't match, you still put money away because you're saving money in taxes. Every time you put money away, it's coming off pre-tax. And it looks like we're going to go to a break because we're going to hit this really hard right after the break. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney? For his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time. 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with my son, Connor Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, heard every Sunday morning in Westchester, Hudson Valley, right here at 100.7 WHUD. Generation X, that's me. Generation Z, that's Connor. Today's topic, questions and answers. And right before the break, we spoke about 401k and some of those plans that do not match. Should you contribute? Well, the short answer is yes, but we're going to get to a deeper discussion right after we talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Our friend Mike Bennett, actually Connor, did an internship with Mike Bennett, our great old friend Mike Bennett. He spoke about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. For the first 20 callers, we'll get this book for free. Here you go, 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. The early bird gets the worm. Now, I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you could join us, sometimes you can't. Each chapter builds on each other and tries to make it, again, not your father's retirement, not your mom's, grandma, grandpa, and so forth. But here it is, chapter by chapter, trying to build those back. 845-371-0101. Sometimes I talk to people and say, I've been hearing you for years. I'm like, well, call the office, get our book. You can get it as a paperback, you can get it as an ebook. It's right there, 845 845- 371-0101. It sells on Barnes & Noble and Amazon for $17.99. You get that book for free. A lot of experience, right, Connor? 34 years of experience in dog's life, 200 years. All in that book, Now Your Father's Retirement. One last time, here's the phone number. 845-371-0101. Of course, we'll be with you here every Sunday morning. If you're driving around these wee hours, 6 a.m. or so, chances are you're still an essential worker, starting a shift or ending a shift. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And of course, stay tuned for the Casey Show. Shine On. Do you know the song, by the way, Connor, from Peter Frampton?
Well, I do know Peter Frampton. You had me growing up on classic rock.
There you go. Okay, so Frampton comes live, Shine On. Really great pick for Casey. Casey's also a Hendrick Hudson alumni like myself. So the Health and Happiness Show is up next right after us. And I said from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every weekday morning. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You got it right. Around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey Show. And then around 6:15, we got you covered on the way back. Andy Bale Show. That's Bill Kugel. You know that Southern accent, right, Connor? Well, he'll give you the national business news, the indexes, what the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did or what they didn't do, local Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for your home. All the information, including my TV appearances this past week. We did a couple of those. Gosh, what else? Articles, education articles, podcasts. These shows are archived on our website and our newsletter that we love for you to sign up for free that comes out every Tuesday evening. So all the information is all put together, consolidated at MahoneyGPS.com. Why GPS? We're trying to navigate you around this crazy world, all the complex worlds that Wall Street tried to throw at you. No, we want to simplify for you so you're able to take action. That's MahoneyGPS.com. And of course, we wouldn't be here Sunday morning without our friend Randy Turner, extraordinary engineer, sound engineer at WHD. Randy, thank you for all you do. And right back to the question right before the break was, if my company doesn't match, do I still make a 401 contribution? And the answer is ding. Yes, that was a short answer before the break. The longer answer is yes. Again, if you don't have a pension, well, guess what? You're going to need something to retire with, right? So what I like about, now, by the way, if they do match, let's say 6%, listen, that's almost like part of your salary. You know, try to find 6%, you know? And so here's what you do. Twice a month, that's how you get paid. Let's say you made $70,000 a year, probably Best Buy example. And you put $500 in a month, $250 a pay period. So your $70,000, quick math, is $6,000. Okay, so guess what? According to the IRS, you made $64,000. $63,000, sorry. So if you made $100,000, you put $12,000, $88,000. Whatever the math is, you take your salary, reduce it by the amount of money you make in the contributions, and that is your net. So right off the bat, you're making 20-25%, depends on your federal bracket, state bracket on it. And also what I like about now, last year in 22 was a complete disgusting mess, right, Connor? It was just a bear market we haven't seen in a long while. Ugh. April was nasty. June was nasty. September and December, chow, chow, chow. So all these months were awful. Guess what? If you were putting in a fixed amount, let's say $1,000 a month, again, in this case, so $12,000 a year, and $500 per pay period, and you had a really tough April, well, you picked up more shares. Oh, a really difficult June, picked up more shares. September, picked up more. So you see it actually, what they call dollar cost averaging, when you look back at a course of 22, which was an awful year, you actually bought more shares when the share price was low and bought fewer shares when the price was high.
How cool is that?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good timing. People say you can't time the market. I guess 401k is as close to that. And I'm sure, Connor, you hear from a lot of clients, prospective clients too, that they can't make enough contributions. So what would you suggest someone say, oh, I can't make enough contributions?
I would say it definitely depends on each person's situation. But if you go through and look at different things, subscriptions that you're not using, or you know, maybe you spend on a lot of frivolous stuff, sometimes that does happen. Maybe you cut down on that and just try to get like $100 in there a month. It's the future dollars is really what you're aiming for. What will those futures dollars be if I can get, you know, roughly 10% on that every year, which is S&P average annual return. Right. So just try to find some money to throw in there. It's better than nothing. And it lowers your tax burden currently. That's the idea, right? I want more write-offs when I'm working right now, because hopefully my tax bracket is lower when I'm retired. Maybe I'll kick it down to Texas or Florida or something where I don't have state taxes and the income I'm getting in retirement is lower tax. So I'd rather defer more taxes now.
Yeah. By the way, so October 7th, which is next Saturday, you get a chance to meet Connor Mahoney along with Mike Bennett. He's going to be at the Army game. Army versus Boston College. That's a great rivalry. Seriously, that's going to be a great stinking game.
So
I hope the cadets are doing
year.
A lot of push-ups Excited. And cannons are blasting away. Mm-hmm. Connor, you're going to be there at Black Knight Alley, raffling books. We did a whole bunch of fun things last year. But
it's Amazon all right. raffle, $100, two of them. Good luck.
Yeah, we're going to be at the WHC booth. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And Boston College, Connor in his days at college pitched against Boston College. But really, Boston College and Army, meet Connor Mahoney at the WHD booth. What's better than that?
Crazy. I see some of the guys that played in Boston College in the MLB. I'm not even kidding.
Really? That's guys, crazy.
Like, yeah, on the Brewers and the Dodgers now. Hey, I was a big shot, I suppose. Now I'm here doing this.
Yeah, no, you still are. You had a great college baseball career or college career. So there we are next Saturday right at the WHD
and
booth.
And this weather is perfect. This is perfect time.
Perfect.
It's
oh
such
God.
A great
Everything
fall,
about West Point is perfect. So we hope to see you out there. And we'll be right back. Right after these messages.
Let me tell those who are close to retirement age or who perhaps just handed in their retirement papers. I've got a free book offer for you right now from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. You see him all over TV on CNBC and Fox Business, but only here on the radio does he offer his book for free, and it's called A GPS for Your Retirement, and it's exactly like it sounds. It'll help you understand the volatility of the stock market. It's got a questionnaire at the end of the book. You fill that out, and it shows you how to get from point A to point B, which is a healthy financial retirement. So you may be ready to hang up your work clothes, but do you have enough money to make it work? Well, here's the number to call right now for a free copy of Ken's book, A GPS for Your Retirement. 845-371-0101. The first 20 callers right now get the book for free. 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney from Mahoney Asset Management. The book is called A GPS for Your Retirement. And if you'd like one, call right now. 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with my son, Connor Mahoney, both of Mahoney Asset Management, heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here, 100.7 WHUD. Generation X meets Generation Z. And Connor, I'm told we're like one of the only few father and son teams around the country that are doing a show like this about finances. So we're happy to bring this to our Hudson Valley listeners and today's topic, questions and answers. But before we go to more questions, you just heard my friend, our friend, everybody's friend, Mike Bennett, talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Get your pen ready. I want to get to this book. I'm going to get 20 books out there today. Here we go. First 20 callers will get this book for free. Early bird gets the worm. You got it. Kind of still dark out there now. 845-371-0101. Again, we think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you could join us, sometimes you can't. And those times you can't, we're going to chase you. No, that's good. Here we are. 845-371-0101 or the website MahoneyGPS.com. You can ask for the book there. It's an ebook. And then, by the way, again, we don't have a lot of time to go through all the book holds, Not Your Father's Retirement, but it is a semi-autobiography of my father, Connor's pop, who worked at a local, actually Local 38, which is a sheet metals worker, and that was in Brewster, New York, where he had, gosh, a pension, annuity, vision, dental, mental, he had all these things, right? We don't have those things. And the book tries to recreate those steps you can do to try to get it so it's not your father's retirement, get it like your father's retirement. And that book is available for you right now. Here we go, 845-371-0101. Of all the books I've done 9 books of retirement. This is the granddaddy. This is the one that's most popular on Amazon as far as reviews, as far as people buying on Amazon. But you don't have to buy on Amazon. You can get it free right now. 845-371-0101. Of course, I'll be with you here. We'll both be with you here every Sunday. So if you're driving these wee hours, thank you for the work that you do. And stay tuned for the Casey Show, Shine On. And so, of course, listen to every morning around 8:25 after the traffic on the Mike and Casey Show. I'll give you the Hudson Valley Index Report, what the markets did and everything that's consistent. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then on the way home from work around 6:15 or so, on the Andy Bales Show, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. You'll recognize that Southern accent. Connor, can you even do a Southern accent? I've never even tried that.
I think I tried the other week and I just don't want to try again. It wasn't pretty.
Fine. Okay. We'll leave it at that. So Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management on the way home, he'll give you the national business news. The index is Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local Hudson Valley business news. Been really active. A lot of stuff happening here in Hudson Valley, and the Hudson Valley Index created for you. All the information, everything that we do, including articles, newsletters, TV appearances, radio, podcasts. Woo, we got a lot of content, all consolidated at Mahoney GPS.com. Take a look at that. Okay, so today's topic, questions and answers, kind of go to your bag of tricks. Remember that? Who's the bag of tricks from? Felix the Cat.
Felix the Cat, not Garfield Felix the Cat.
There you go. You'll be quizzed.
Okay, so gas prices have very rapidly moved up. You are correct. Why so? And when could they come back down?
Yeesh. So whether they have to stop going up before they start coming down. So yeah, I take a peek of this past summer. There's always an imbalance of oil. Anytime you look, there's always an imbalance of labor. Too much labor, not enough labor. It's just how it is. And so we saw this summer where we got down to about $70, $72 a barrel. And the Saudis noticed that, and they remember they own billions of this and billions of that, and they don't like us and they hate us, and it's a whole nother story. But what did they do? They cut back a million barrels a day of oil to push the price up. Remember, we went from energy independent to energy dependent, but that's another story. But that's what they did. And then the second time in the summer, we didn't. We started floating to the sub 70s. And once again, the second time, they cut out a million barrels a day. So supply, demand. So they're basically, OPEC now almost controls not only the supply of oil, but now the price of oil. And we've been meandering up since to now here we are, like, what, mid-90s a barrel. We're seeing at the gas pump. And we really have no really big ways to defend it. At least this administration not doing anything to lower prices. We've already used up our strategic reserves, and here we are. But I will say this, though, because, again, if you follow oil like I have over the years, as I mentioned, there's an imbalance. It's kind of on the low side. They cut supply. But then on the other side, when you get to $95 a barrel, you got companies and countries, for that matter, saying, wow, $95 a barrel, we'll make a lot of money getting out of the earth. And next thing, supply goes higher, and then we go back to the whole cycle again. So that's a really great question. As far as when gas prices start going down, it will happen when you start seeing more companies hitting supplies because they can make wider margins now at $95 a barrel.
Right. No, that's a great answer. I don't really have much to add to that.
Okay, nice. Next question then. That's so easy.
Sure. So what are the steps to get out of debt as fast as possible?
By the way, these higher interest rates are really awful. I mean, I know those credit cards are like 22%, which I will call usury. I'll call that out when I see it. That's not cool. I mean, some of these banks, you know, you get less than 1% of your savings, and don't get me started, 22% credit cards. But there are some, again, by the way, I do not like credit cards. You should use a debit card little by little, start taking bites out of it, start an action plan, find some expenses of which you're not using. You know, if you sign up for 3 health clubs, maybe just go to one of them and save some money for the other two. But also there's some credit cards we could transfer balance maybe for 2% or 4%, you know, as a tease for 6 months. Slow the clock down. I've seen so many people have told me about their children are in debt. They pay the payment, and yes, the principal go higher. Well, they're not making a big enough dent, and they need to do that. So I guess a couple of things. One, reduce expenses. Take that extra money that you have from expenses, put it towards, you know, reducing the debt, and maybe, you know, hitting the pause button or snooze button, moving that balance over to a lower rate and get aggressive knocking that down.
Yeah, aggressive is a key word, I think. And also go after the highest interest rate debt first, which usually is credit cards. So get rid of the credit card debt. And every 10,000 you leave on there, for example, just keep numbers around. I think it probably adds like $2,400 a year or so with 24% APR on these credit cards.
It could really add up. You know, I challenge people to say, hey, I can't put more money in my retirement account, or I can't pay down debt. I say, you know what, do what I do every few months. Take your American Express or Visa, print it off. Okay, don't do it on a computer. There's an exercise for a reason. Take your yellow marker and say, gee, you know what? I haven't used a streaming service in like 3 years. That's true, Ken Mahoney. And you may find $200 a month, $300 a month. You know, companies want reoccurring revenue. You know what? You do not want reoccurring expenses. So we want to make sure we're smart about that. Wow, kind of time has gone by already. Wow. With your bag of tricks and 34 years in the business, 200 years of dog's life. But until next week, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.